The Joyride.
It is time for Conspiracy Corner on The Joyride. And today we're not going to talk aliens. We're not going to talk Illuminati. We are going to talk Facebook, which is probably the worst out of all of them.
Soms is social media meer gevaarlik as enigiets in space, hoor.
So listen to this story, and you know, the more I think about it, the more it kind of starts making sense. And it's something that I think a lot of people do not think about. Do you realize that when you comment on something, even if other people aren't friends with you or of that group, and they've looked at your profile, sometimes Facebook will show your random comments on random pages to people that have nothing to do with that specific page. So let's say, for instance, you like to go hunting, all right?
Yeah.
And your wife doesn't know that you kill little baby deer on a weekend. And she gives you flack about it every day. And then you go and comment on some guy's hunting page and saying, hey, can we book a trip for next week? Then Facebook will probably show that comment to someone that shouldn't be seeing it without you knowing it.
Are you serious?
Yep. That is what's happening at the moment. And apparently there's a new conspiracy out there that says Facebook is trying to do this on purpose to create controversy between friends and family.
Oh, cool.
So that fights will break out, so that more people will comment, so that more people will go on to Facebook, look at more ads.
No way.
And then through all of this, create more data for Facebook. It's crazy. Because it's actually been proven. There was a case where a guy in the United States, he went to church with his family. He was a good law-abiding citizen. And then one day, he decided to go and comment on an atheist group's page. So his grandmother and his mom got on board, started saying stuff on his page, which they shouldn't have seen. Because, I mean, they don't see this page. They don't like this page because obviously they're Christians. They're not atheists. And he got a whole mouthful. And then he actually went and investigated this phenomenon because he's one of those guys that sits behind a computer every day, 12 hours a day, programming stuff for himself. And then he actually figured out that Facebook is showing his comments to people that have nothing to do with the topic that he's searching for. So be very careful if you are going to be doing this in the future.
Another weird thing about social media pages, especially Facebook, did you know that everyone that pops up in people you may know
people
who went through your profile?
What?
Nuh-uh. No, that's
lying. I am serious.
No, dude, that's based on location.
Everyone that pops up, that's why they will tell you five friends and mutual, but everyone who pops up on the people you may know are people who've gone through your profile, and Facebook is like, maybe you know them. Then they put them up there.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
There's different reasons for different things popping up on your timeline and in your friend circles. But be very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I think it's good to just take a social media break for a while. And if you don't want your grandma to see that you are going to rituals that you shouldn't be going to, stay away. Don't comment on stuff that you don't want other people to see because they might just catch you out.
Nee, maar dis eintlik my general rule of thumb in die lewe. Moet nooit in privaat doen dit wat jy nie in die publiek sou doen.
Die kat in die donker knyp, nê?
Ja.
Nog meer vir jou gunsteling op pad net hierna. Is hierdie week se Conspiracy Corner. Wees veilig wat jy op Facebook doen.
The Joyride with Nico, Luca and Aaron Masemola on OFM.